You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
Last Friday, Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown announced the signing of a new city deal. The deal will see closer partnership between the central government and Auckland Council, coordinating planning in areas such as infrastructure and transportation. The deal will see a long-term partnership between the government and council with regular meetings and cooperation on strategies for innovation and transportation, with reviews of sporting venues such as Eden Park and the Auckland Tennis Centre. However, the deal has been critiqued by some as being a collection of promises without any new funding. So, for our weekly catch-up with the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March, we discuss the signing of the Auckland City Deal and how the Green Party would work with Auckland Council on issues such as transportation and infrastructure. Kia ora, Ricardo. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, last week we saw the National Government, or the National Coalition Government, announce a deal with the Auckland Council, a kind of memorandum of understanding, I guess. How important is collaboration between our cities and the government for the Green Party?
We've long called for more resources to be given to local government by central government in greater partnership for things like infrastructure projects, the coordination of public transport systems, and to have the housing stock, including state housing stock, that we desperately need. So while the deal is welcomed, we obviously have some criticisms of it due to the lack of clarity for some of our more affected communities by the cost of living crisis.
Yeah, so I think zooming in on that, recently we saw Manukau Ward Councillor Lotu Fuli say that not much really changes with the deal in terms of money. There's a lot of talk about growth, but not really any clear funding or timelines or targets for jobs or anything just yet. Would the Green Party take a different stance in regard to this issue?
Yeah, the problem that we have is that the so-called growth that the central government is lauding, it relies on fast-track projects which have very little community input. It relies on projects that already were underway. And I think what we need is a clear plan for the government on, for example, how we're going to revitalize South Auckland that has been particularly affected by youth unemployment right now through no fault of their own, and to see those communities in South Auckland have a vision from central local government around better public transport, better quality housing stock, as well as there's some issues that I think haven't been adequately addressed, which is more about, for example, the future of rail in Auckland beyond the city rail link. And these are things that we think should be prioritized in any future deal, as well as greater input and power sharing between central local government and Mana Whenua as well, which is something that, in my view, is lacking in this deal.
So would that include something like the often talked about proposed light rail of a few past governments?
We've long called for light rail across Dominion Road and to the airport, ideally. And for the Greens, we've been really clear that where the previous government failed was in not delivering surface light rail, which would have been less disruptive for businesses, would have been built faster, and at a small fraction of the cost that the previous government was hoping to build its underground project. But we do think collaboration between central and local government is key to deliver those projects as well. And Mana Whenua input is critical.
So jumping on to that kind of transport aspect of the deal, it includes a 30-year transport policy looking at kind of projects across the city, such as the Northwest Rapid Transit Project, removing level crossings from train lines. Jumping to Auckland more broadly, what improvements would the Green Party like to see in transport across kind of all of the Auckland region?
Yeah, so obviously these are things that are well underway, and there are some things that have merit and that need to be done around, you know, the level crossings for the city rail link. And, you know, we do deserve better public transport towards the airport. But I think the key thing that we're lacking is a proper comprehensive rail network across our city. And this is why a commitment to building light rail across Dominion Road, as well as having it to the airport, would be ideal to genuinely connect our city. And I do support, though, the sentiments from the government that Auckland needs to be seen as much more than just the city. It is our largest city, and it's quite big geographically. So this is why being a vision for the next few decades of a genuine rail network would be ideal to also better support communities in places like South Auckland and to genuinely connect all of our communities together.
So looking at those kind of that kind of connection across the city, the deal has also promised that there will be more time spent looking into another Waitemata crossing. Is this a priority for the Green Party?
It's not a priority, but we've always been clear that any second Waitemata crossing needs to be rail-enabled at the very least. And my concern would be that we would have a second crossing that does not have rail, and the danger with that is that it's the Americanization of our transport system, where central and local government believe that just one more lane will fix our traffic woes, when we know that what we need is investment in things like rail and a more frequent and affordable bus network as well.
So in the meantime, there's also been talk of time of use charging. Now, I know that recently there was a bit of controversy over some of the proposed prices for that, but would something like time of use charging on sections like the Harbour Bridge to discourage that kind of traffic and to help fund its repair and maintenance, would that be something that the Green Party would support, or would you be pressing more for other alternatives?
I think we would like to see other alternatives put in place and a recalibration of government's transport plans. We've, for example, showed across the country that the government would be better able to prioritise resources towards maintenance and building, for example, rail in many of our cities at a much smaller fraction of the cost that a lot of the roading projects that this government wants to do, which have really poor business cases. And so I think that people should not be paying the price of the government forcing New Zealanders to effectively pay for decades to come for roading projects that will be massively expensive. And then on top of that, increase the cost of living for people when we could be doing the exact opposite, spending less money on public transport systems and then using the rest for maintenance.
Yeah, and I think Mayor Wayne Brown is on your side when it comes to not being a big fan of the big roading projects. Something he is a big fan of, though, is the proposed bed tax or bed levy or accommodation levy, depending on what you want to call it, which would go towards funding for major events. Is that something that you guys would be supportive of, or not really on the radar?
A bed tax is something that we're open to, and it's a lot less regressive in that regard. And we do welcome a lot of the latest comments by the mayor around some of the funding mechanisms that we could utilize as well. But more importantly, again, like what our vision for Auckland deserves is one where we actually prioritize solutions that are based on evidence, right? And this is why transport will be critical to that. The quicker we invest, again, and I go back to rail, the more productive our economy will be. But also, for example, we'll have less trucks on our roads because we'll be having greater transport of our goods through rail as opposed to trucks. And that will, in and of itself, also lower the bill for Aucklanders for road maintenance as a result of the damage that so much of our goods that are being transported by truck causes on our roads as well.
So now just jumping back to a point you made earlier about how we can't really treat Auckland as just another city, given it's such a huge area in terms of both land and population. We've seen a lot of disagreements between the council and the government, especially over recent months, between housing and public transport policy. With Auckland's population making up about a third of the country, should the council have more power to govern without interference from central government? Maybe drawing the line at not quite becoming a sovereign city state, but somewhere in that kind of pendulum.
No, we would support that, and that is the genuine feeling of and ambition of genuinely supporting local communities to make local decisions. And a really good example of where localism is failing in Auckland is that the central government wants to force West and South Auckland to carry the burden of intensification while protecting leafy, expensive suburbs like Remuera and Epsom from carrying the load as well. And this is why council has been better placed to make these decisions, because you're taking into account not just who your donors and constituents are, but you're taking more a city approach to solutions. And it's easier to take an evidence-led approach when we have localized proposals and policies as well.
All right. And now, just to kind of round things off, broadly speaking, what would a Green Party strategy for Auckland kind of look like in terms of maybe funding for museums or just broadly?
Our vision for Auckland would be on supercharging our public transport system. It would also be about working collaboratively to restore the public housing bills that were paused by this government, and to not put the burden on South and West Auckland on intensification and push ahead with changes that would see more dense housing in areas like Rimuera and Epsom, so that we all share the load. Also, it would more deeply involve Mana Whenua and give more decision-making powers around the future, not just consult with them. And also, we would have included more on job creation in South Auckland, as well as a plan to collaborate to end homelessness in our city, which is an issue that I think has been overlooked in this collaboration and the plan, and the government just keeps punching down on our homeless, which is becoming a more and more visible thing in our city.
Ricardo, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March on the recent signing of the Auckland City deal.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.